This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Willing and able to work through the crowds, Jay.
So how do you do,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, everywhere. Welcome to the Good Day program. We are the number one fighter of truth decay in all of America, if not all of the world. That's a big job, but we can do it. Big, strong shoulders, right?
Yes. Yep.
Let's work at it. Here we are. Okay, so here's some, this is something from the Against All Odds department. A team of doctors revived a youngster named Waylon Saunders. Apparently, Waylon Saunders fell into a pool and was in the pool for 3 hours. No pulse. They got him out of the pool, and they revived him. Who ever heard of that?
Yeah.
His brain was
in the pool for 3 hours?
Yeah. How about that? Unga bunga.
And he lost consciousness for 3 hours, or was he
yep. No, he was out for 3 hours.
Wow.
There's something, there's a God sort of there's something going on there besides just with the doctor, or they're not doctors that are on Chicago Med, let's put it that way. Good for them. Here's the tech firm in India that has started something that I think is a good idea for work-life balance here in America or wherever. How would it be if you work for a company that automatically shut down their computers at 6 o'clock? The end of the day, you're done. If you're not done with your work at 6, too bad. You got to come back in tomorrow morning at 8 and go back to what you were doing. Because they shut them off. Now, that's okay if you're working in an office, but if you're at home, it's probably a different story. But still, an interesting way. To what they do is they put something funny. They take down whatever's on everybody's computer screens. They put up something funny, some funny little cartoon or something. And that's it. See ya. Back tomorrow. Same time, same station. Okay. Here is a reason for you to take a cruise on a national. I've been talking about this. You've heard me off and on for the last couple of months. I want to take a cruise. So I had not investigated the National Geographic Endurance Cruises that they have, but there's one out now, excuse me, and I'm not sure from looking at this where actually it is, but yesterday the people on the cruise were treated to something that nobody had ever seen before, a congregation of thousands of whales. There's a video, if you go to the National Geographic, say it again, Doug, go to the National Geographic website, and look for the Endurance cruise ship and the congregation of all these whales. It's the biggest. There's never been a video like this. So you want to have a big smile, or you want to go, oh, wow, look at that.
That's really cool.
Good,
I would go on
start,
this cruise. Well, one of the problems that you, Doug, you want to go on the cruise and you haven't yet is because you can't find one that works with your schedule.
Like that's true.
A weekend cruise. Mm-hmm. What if we all go and then we don't have to take any days off work?
All right, I'll let you be in charge of contacting National Geographic. Tell them we want to take a cruise. And promote the listeners and whatever we can do. That's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
There we go.
Yep. There you go. Here's a big smile. This is a virtual video. See, I may be a little hypocritical here because I decry the use of all the devices that are around, but yet as I'm preparing for the program, and it's all through the day, I'm always looking for stuff, and as I'm doing other things, kind of double trouble, I dig around and find these things. This is a video of a 4-year-old youngster who heard his family speak for the first time on Monday. He got cochlear implants. When he was born, he was deaf, and he couldn't hear a thing. Now, if you look at this video, he's 4 years old, I say. He's smiling at everything because he can hear. giggling.
Can you imagine?
Because one of the things is necessary to enjoy this program or anything on the radio, you got to be able to hear, right? So if you can't hear, it's like reading. If you can't see, you're done. So
what I think would be different too if you were born blind or deaf.
Yeah, I wouldn't know
versus,
any better.
Losing your sight or hearing at a different point in life.
Yep. Congratulations are in order for twin sisters Gloria and Victoria Guerrera, who have been named valedictorian and salutatorian. Is that how you pronounce that?
Salutatorian.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That too. At their high school, and they've already, what is this, February? It's not too early. They are both headed to Yale University. They are the highest achieving duo in the history of Yale, that is to be admitted. How about that? Twin sisters, top of their class, both going to Yale, not sure what they're studying, but they'd be good. That'd be a good class to be in. Be pretty interesting, don't you think?
Yeah.
Good. All right, anyway. So, let's see if we can understand more about life as we get to some of the gooier stuff. Mysterious sphere. Every time somebody sees, like, where was I yesterday? Oh, I was in a store. we have a store on the farm, and the lady is like a country store, and they have all kinds of pictures of things, and they have little miniatures, and there was a balloon in there, and I looked at the balloon, and I immediately said something about the Chinese, and this woman looked at me as if I was crazy. I said, I just said to her, "Is that a Chinese balloon?" Just trying to make fun, and she scowled at me and looked as if I was, coming from another planet or something. "Hello, lady. Knock, knock. The Chinese have been flying balloons over us. That's why I said what I did." Anyway, so now, meanwhile, fast forward to today, a mysterious, could you say it, Doug? Sphere. How's that?
Mysterious sphere.
What is it? You get your tongue caught behind your eye teeth, can't see what you're saying. This mysterious sphere has appeared on a beach in Japan, and nobody knows where it came from.
Quite perplexing.
Yes, a large metal ball in the coastal city of Hamamatsu. Is that how you pronounce that? I think it's pretty close. This is in the Guardian this morning. However, it's unclear exactly when it first washed ashore. The locals there have obviously called the police, and the police went over there after spotting it on the sand. And so now all the newspapers around the world are reporting about this. It's about 5 feet in diameter. They blocked off a whole section of this beach around the ball, trying to figure out whether it is atomic, right? There's any radiation coming from it. And maybe it fell out of a spaceship. Who knows? But if you look at the broadcast footage of this, you can see these people gingerly going out, not knowing what the spheres are. Today, we've become so afraid of everything because of stuff like the Chinese balloon. Okay, I remember the day I used to walk up and down the beach, Riviera Beach down in Florida, and we'd pick up all kinds of stuff. Anything and everything that was there, you'd pick it up and look at it. Who knows what it was or where it came from. But today, no, don't touch that.
Well, many people have been finding different bombs and devices back in previous previous wars, even the Civil War and all of that stuff. There is a lot that's still around.
Yeah, there is. We talk about these boats that have been found off the coast, and now the people that are in charge of drilling, they're telling people, you look out, there's stuff washing to shore all the time, right? And so anyway, they need a field guide to go out and see what's at the beach. But still, there's nothing more refreshing, especially in the summertime. Those of you who have experienced going to the Cape or the islands, there's something about the New England seashore in the summertime that is not duplicated anyplace else other than perhaps Hawaii. Maybe that's the other. I just find it kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, so now we have people. Do I want to spend any time on this? I'm looking at these. Somebody sent me. I'm always getting stuff some of my Republican friends say, oh, you should talk more about this. Okay, so here's a few minutes on Trump and the primary polls and who pays for them. Okay, let's see here. Average support national polls of Republican voters. Do we care about this? Eh, why not? Trump says, that according to this poll, which actually got published, so it must have some credibility, although I don't know. I find the New York Times to be mostly incredible and mostly full of themselves. But anyway, just for fun, just for conversation purposes. Trump got 45% of the support. DeSantis got 30%. Mike Pence got 6%. Nikki Haley got 5%. Mike Pompeo got 3%. Marco Rubio, 2%. Ted Cruz, 1%. I don't even know who Tim Scott is. Or if I did, I don't remember who he is. So he's
yeah, I'm trying
going.
To blank.
Anyway. And, Ted, who would vote for Ted Cruz? Honestly. Come on. All right, James, you're in Texas. Ted Cruz is your senator. Would you vote for him for president?
No.
Honest Indy. Come on.
No.
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 Why would you not vote for him? Your family vote for him? You a Democrat or Republican? What are you?
You know, I'm kind of like you, Doug. I don't really sway to either side too much. I kind of had that ingrained in me through college and just being like centralist because I studied journalism.
Yeah.
And so I just want to vote for someone who has my ideals and he doesn't have my ideals in mind.
He has his own ideals
exactly.
in mind.
Exactly. Exactly.
You want to lose? Vote for Cruz. That was my slogan. Don't you remember? That was that became famous internationally. Don't you remember if I started that?
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you, trendsetter.
Nikki Haley.
Devin for president.
I don't know what to think about Nikki Haley. I don't know that much about her. There's Chris Sununu here in New Hampshire. He thinks he wants to be. He doesn't like Trump. He says, let's just move on. And he said, well, maybe this, he reminds me of Dick Cheney, who was looking for a vice president for George Bush. And he figured at the end of the day, I'm the best. I've looked everywhere, and I can't find anybody better than me. Okay? So that's kind of what Chris Sununu says. I don't know any of these. I know them all, and I like them. I'm the best candidate. I did do a quick Google on Tim Scott. I forgot he was a senator from South Carolina. He will get nowhere. As Kristi Noem of South Dakota will get no place. That's what I'm saying at this point. And I think Trump doesn't make it through the primary. Okay, that's enough politics for today. 18 after the hour.
O'Reilly. Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select SuperStart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, so let's check the social media for the Good Day program. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, you can get to Good Day On Air with comments as we have them. And the usual, well, it isn't. There's nothing usual about this program. I try to make everything unusual and unpredictable. So that's why when you listen to the Good Day download, for example, you can hear the program through the day at gooddayshow.com, the whole program for that day. And then you get a piece of yesterday's program in a podcast called Good Day Download. We talk about somebody trying to blow up the Hollywood sign on the most recent download. We talk about the shark fishing that's been outlawed in Hawaii. We talk about Kelly Osbourne and the difficulties of being a postpartum mom. We talk about what a dink Don Lemon is, how I like Meghan McCain. I was looking and remembering all these great conversations. Then there's Warren Eckstein, who's our pet expert, talking about how your dog may be confused when it's windy or rainy outside. Nose doesn't work well in the wind and the rain, right? All right, catch all of this good stuff. The Good Day download available on gooddayshow.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, anywhere you get your favorite podcast. So there it is. Now, what will we be focusing on in the podcast that is today? Perhaps as we look at our social media and see comments. This is a comment from Annette, who apparently is upset with me. Not apparently, she is upset with me. Okay, she writes, listening to your show. Like I do every weekday morning. I took offense. I don't live in the land of the offensive. But Doug said the Grizzlies ought to be sent to Mississippi like that was a bad thing. So, okay. I apologize. I don't think one of the greatest things I learned when the first thing I learned to spell, I think, in life was M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. That's how to spell. That's got my brain going when it came to spelling. Anyway, she said a lot of people come to our state to unwind, and I'm proud of my beautiful and amazing state. It is a very pretty state. Yes, it is. A lot of good agriculture. I know Doug's statement was just a roll off the tongue. Thank you, madam, for acknowledging that. But please know we are all proud Mississippians here. P.S. Do know that I will keep listening. You guys are fun, educational, and truly enjoy listening to the program and the banter. Well, Annette, you can call us anytime. We'd probably love to chat with you, too, at 855-999-DOUG. And I do say that sometimes because there's the that, you know, the literal interpretation of people who are snobby Northeasterners, and I'm not sure I'm a snobby Northeasterner, but there are a lot of people who look down on things that happen in Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana just because it's that way. I've said things like, why do all those things happen down there, right?
Like what?
Okay. Any, you know, the stuff like the teasing stuff. Like, you're, everybody marries their cousin and things like that. Yeah.
See, I feel like I've heard that from every state. It's,
yeah.
But you're right. There is kind of a focus
of
certain
is.
Southern yeah. states, even though things happen everywhere.
Yes, they do.
All right. Here's Greg Donahoe, who is thinking about the railway, the toxic spills, that sort of thing. And because I said some things about DeWine, so I'm guessing that Greg lives in Ohio. He says, I'm impressed with the way Governor DeWine is handling it. It's easy to see why he's so popular. There needs to be complete and total transparency on this. Okay, pal, how has DeWine been transparent? Would you mind sending me back a note and telling me what I'm missing here? Because I didn't see anything that he said that makes...
The good thing I saw him do was when the journalist who was trying to do their job was arrested, and DeWine was like, no, that should not have happened, and
that's
invited
true.
The journalist to do a one-on-one interview.
Right. So he says that my comments, I think, undermine trust in government and is a serious disservice to those affected. Yeah. Well...
The government undermines their trust in the government.
Yeah. I'd say you ought to look. You're not... These guys.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A major winter storm is tracking from the plains to the Great Lakes and Northeast. Heavy snow and blizzard conditions are likely in parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Accumulating sleet and ice is expected in the Great Lakes and Northeast. As a result, roughly 667,000 homes in southern Michigan are without power. An Orlando television reporter was among the dead and a 9-year-old child in a shooting spree in Florida that killed three on Wednesday. Police are reporting 19-year-old Keith Moses has been arrested and charged with murder in connection. Orange County Sheriff John Mina.
Deputies located two men who had been shot in or near a vehicle. They are a News 13 reporter and photographer who were on the scene to cover the homicide from this morning. On Harrington Street, a woman and her 9-year-old girl were also shot.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice, it's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Shake it up here at 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with the Good Day program. Jake Hirschberg is here with me. James Collins is at the controls, sort of, at our main studio in Washington as we work our way through more, what did I say? Oh, Washington, yeah, right. I'm so used to Phil in Washington because I did that for 27, 28 years. So now you're a Johnny come lately or a Jimmy come lately. James, do people call you Jim or Jimmy? Or they
I've been called Jimmy before. My favorite one is Jamesy.
Jamesy!
Jamesy, ooh, yeah.
Jay, let's remember that. Jamesy.
Yeah. Jamesy.
Okay.
That's great.
Astronomers have discovered what appears to be a huge, massive, is that redundant? So I say huge and massive together? Huge.
Hugely massive.
Massive, big, galaxy dating back to 600 million years after the Big Bang. Okay, so let's get this adjustment in our head. We're looking at something that happened 600 million years after the Big Bang that now we can see 15, 16, maybe 17 billion years later. Can you even grasp that?
No.
I'm not sure I can.
That's just a lot of numbers.
James Webb used to be the director of the Space Center and now has a telescope named after him that went up last year, and it has now spotted older galaxies even than those, dating to within 300 million years of what some say is the beginning of the universe. See, I think the universe has always been here, but there's no beginning, there's no end to it now. Mm. So where'd it come from?
It's infinite in every direction possible.
Exactly. Right.
Which makes us truly the center of the universe.
Yeah, if you want to look at it that way, I suppose. Most of the galaxies in this era, back to 300 million years after the beginning of the universe, were just blobs in the sky, in a manner of speaking. And that's why we have a hard time imagining. I think that's what it is. Using our imagination to think about it, these galaxies are very compact. We're in the Milky Way. That's our galaxy. And it's a tiny slice of space. We're in such a small, we're a small planet on a small solar system in a small galaxy. I tried to make sense, and I think I posted this once, a picture that came out of, National Geographic would have been where I saw this. It was a two-page picture of the universe. Excuse me. And then where our galaxy was in it, and it's just, our minds are developed enough for us to at least understand. We are developed enough to communicate. We're developed enough to think. We're developed enough to move. We're developed enough to sort of survive on our own, for the most part. But are we developed enough to understand all of this mind-blowing, incredible stuff? I'm not sure we are, frankly. I look at it and I think to myself, my God.
No.
Yeah, how does it add up? It's hard on your head. I'd rather watch reruns of Ray Romano. People would, but. And by the way, there are two of these space telescopes out there, the Webb and then the Hubble. The Webb is bigger, it's more powerful, and it can peer through clouds of dust. It has infrared vision, and that's why it's able to see these galaxies that have never been seen before. That's what is. So what are we going to do here? What are we going to do with all this information? Who knows? The researchers are, we pay for this, and I think it's a good way to spend money, whereas we waste so much money governmentally in America. Mm-hmm. It's good to have something like this to give us cause to think, right? It's knowledge. So yesterday, President's Day was Monday, posted on our social media former U.S. presidents, Lincoln, Kennedy, Eisenhower, and Reagan, in a picture with a rocket ship. And so the reason that we did this was kind of interesting. The announcement was made on President's Day that we apparently have hair samples from all these guys. I don't know where they got it from Eisenhower, because he was bald as a cucumber, and it wasn't really Washington's hair. Somebody clipped a corner of his wig. But anyway, that's not the story. So samples of their hair are going to go out in this next rocket ship to who knows where. And why we're doing it, because I guess it's something to do. And then one of our listeners, who is pretty adept at being acutely aware of things, looking at the picture that we posted of the rocket and how it was described, Jay, and then the pictures of the presidents that are going with it, his name is James Schmitz. And he writes, "What's confusing to me is that the article shows a picture of the SLS, which is the rocket that was used for the space shuttle. but it actually is a Vulcan Centaur, going to be the new and more impressive modern workhorse rocket to replace the old ones, the Deltas, the Atlas rockets, and those that didn't carry as much payload. So this fellow, very observant. It wasn't an SLS. That's not your doing, Jay. It just happens to be the image that was on the picture that you posted.
In the article, yeah.
Yeah. So some of the other listeners, Lynn Greer says, I have no words. Yeah. It's hard when you look at all of this stuff to imagine that we are doing all of these things. This is part of what's happening in America today. All right? Today. And then we have the silly, mundane stuff like the ex-Attorney General of Arizona, who apparently his name is Mark Brunovich. And he has been accused of sitting on records that refute the election fraud in Arizona to support Nikki, what's her name, Nikki Haley? No, not Nikki Haley. What's that woman's name that was running for governor and lost? She was a Fox News person. And
oh,
she
Carrie
says
Lake.
She was Carrie Lake. That's it, right, yeah. This shows that she did lose and that Trump lost and that this guy was sitting on the records keeping them from becoming public. So that's what you're dealing with. So what happens when that information hits the ears of somebody who's a Trumper forever? Right? And that's what Carrie Lake is, right? And the woman in Minnesota just got to be the chairman of the Minnesota or Michigan State Republican Committee. Or anybody else who thinks that Trump was right. I have no love. I'm not happy that Biden's president, and I wasn't happy with Trump. Where do we find a good one? That's the question for the ages. But in the meantime, you've got squirrels like this Durkelberger who sits on the records because he doesn't want to, he doesn't want to offend Trump or whoever else might be in his star set. These guys. Okay, other people in the news. You ready? Sarah Jacqueline King. Here we go, is another attorney, not the attorney general, but anyway, she is a Los Angeles attorney who stole $10 million from her law firm to fund a gambling and party binge in Las Vegas.
She gambled and partied it all away.
Imagine that. And it took them $10 million. That's how badly they're running that law firm or how much cash they have there.
Yeah, she falsified millions of dollars worth of loans.
Yeah.
And went and had a grand old time.
So what happens to her now? Well, she probably she'll get charged with something. But in this circumstance,
fraud and theft, because the money was supposed to go to third-party borrowers who didn't even exist.
Right. Yeah, exactly. A lavish lifestyle. She was having a nice time buying a lot of jewelry, fancy cars. She was trying to portray the fact that she was a successful California attorney. So in this case, the state doesn't sue. I just wonder, I should ask Stephen J.J. Wiseman about this. When a private concern versus a private concern, how is that different than, let's say, the state of California versus whomever, or the state of Ohio or Massachusetts or some local jurisdiction? I got to ask Steve that. All right, so that's a note for Friday. Okay, next in the...
Well, but wait, the kicker, before we move on. So she is being sued for all this money, and she apparently only has, like, less than $12 to her name. And as of this month, she is asking the law firm for a loan of the money to pay back the funds she allegedly stole. We can't forget that part.
Okay, thank you very much. Yep. All right, so speaking of money, if you look around, there are all these people, investors who say, look out, the stock market's going to crash. No, leave your money there and forget about it unless you absolutely need it. Just every time there's a question about some sort of anomaly in the economic system, you know, these guys who are selling gold, before you lose all your money, buy gold. Well, you can lose your money as easily in gold. It's just a cycle. It's like buying the bitcoins and stuff like that. You could make money at it in one way, and you could lose your butt in another way. If you're in the stock market, just leave the money there. Next person in the news, or people, the King and Queen Consort, Charles and Camilla, are making their plans known. Coronation is supposed to be in May, May 6th. The coronation will be the first of the 21st century. That's not the only reason, though. It'll be historical. Charles will be the oldest king, and the queen will be the oldest queen. She's older than he is. She's 75, he's 74. He was only 3 when his mother... Listen, think about that for a second. He was 3 years old when his mother became the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 71 years ago. She was there for almost 71 years. Very cool. Anyway, so there's a lot of other stories, but I don't... And I'm one who doesn't... I don't like Camilla. I never have. She'll be the record breaker that was held by Queen Alexandra. I don't even consider her... I don't think she's queen. She's not.
But that's what... She's the queen's consort.
Yeah, but I don't even want to use the word queen with her. She has no comparison to Queen Elizabeth, and yet people think, oh, she's the next queen. No, not...
Uh-uh. Well, because there's a difference. Where the Queen Elizabeth was the ruler,
then
there's no king consort, because king denotes a higher level than queen. So
yeah.
That's why it was prince for Prince Philip than anything else. But then the king and then the queen consort is the association. So like Queen Elizabeth II, her mother was queen consort. She wasn't the queen. She wasn't the ruler or anything. She was married to the king.
Yeah, but honestly, when you think of a queen, do you think of Camilla?
But
what
she's
do you
not
think
queen.
Of?
She's queen consort. There's that's
no, but I mean, just
the difference. You have to
general,
say the
never
title.
Mind the title. Do you think that she holds up as someone to be looked up to?
Queen consort, yes. Why not?
Yeah, really. Because she ruined the Diana thing with her, although it wasn't really her
but why
fault.
Why she
it was
to blame and not Charles? Yeah.
That's okay. Thank you. Yep. Dingo. I got it. Thank you. 48 after the hour.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite. Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSync. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect and support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Hey,
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Past the hour now on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Lake Cardiology is his clinic down in Central Florida. Help yourself to his expertise. I always love giving this number out because I know a lot of people are satisfied when they call Ken and they visit with him either in the office or on the Zoom call that you can arrange. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. All right, now let's. I want to go back to strokes for a second for a question about what happens when stroke patients lose the ability to walk or move their hands or move their arms. Their limbs are affected. There are people who are claiming there's an innovative study. I'm just looking at this now. There's electrical stimulation that could be used on the spinal cord that eventually would help you realize movement in your hands again. You think this is far-fetched, or is it going down the right path?
I think it's going down the right path. I think this is not totally yet ready for prime time, but I think in the next few years, there's a lot of promise here, combining physical therapy with actually nerve stimulation, new technology. There's a lot of hope to recovery. I think we're going to see in the next 5 years amazing breakthroughs in recovery post-stroke.
There are a couple of reports this week, this month, so far this year, of a couple of children that have died from a certain type of strep. So I wonder, as we look at this, there have been a number of people, not only here in our country, but over in Europe, that have died from an infection with strep, which is the bacteria that normally causes, you know, strep throat and stuff. It's usually mild, isn't it?
It is, but there's apparently, not to get the parents all concerned, but there's the CDC has warned that there's an invasive strep that has caused a couple of deaths in America. And it's just something to be aware of, and unfortunately, these bugs are not going away.
So when you look at where they're most common, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Washington, apparently there is some of these strep that are more invasive. How many, like millions of people get strep every year.
Yes, strep is very common, but this is a subtype of strep. And I think the key is if you have any of the usual symptoms, a sore throat, a red rash, fever, just get the child checked early and don't pass it off as nothing.
Because there are a number of strains of what they call group A strep, and there's some are pretty nasty, obviously, as evidenced by these two youngsters who have died. So, yeah.
Right. Skin infections, pneumonia, just the breakdown of the skin, toxic shock where you're so weak, the blood pressure's down. All of these things can come from strep. So just don't put these things off. Early treatment is the way to go.
There's another case of HIV being cured. This is not very common, is it? This is the Dusseldorf patient, 53 years of age. That's how he's identified. Only the third person in the world to have been completely cured of HIV. A lot of people think that after the beginning of the HIV and the AIDS epidemic, there was new medicine that kept them alive. A lot of people thought it was a cure, but it wasn't at all, was it?
Right. The virus was just suppressed. What you're talking about is a real revolutionary way to treat HIV. This is with bone marrow transplants and replacing the bone marrow. And the fifth case successfully, we should all celebrate. In Germany, it was announced where they totally got rid of the virus from the patient. And this was by a significant bone marrow transplant.
All right. Here's something to cheer. I don't know how much time we have, but I want to first talk about the passage of legislation in New Zealand banning cigarettes for anybody who was born after 2008 will never be able to buy cigarettes or tobacco products in New Zealand. And as a result of that, there are several states in America, including California, that are introducing the same sort of bill, a smoke-free environment bill, reduces the number so that if you are born after 2008, you'll never be able to buy cigarettes. What do you think of that?
I think that it's a great idea that we do whatever we can to keep people from nicotine. But then on the other hand, you then wonder, is it good to smoke marijuana? It's the same thing. So
yeah,
I don't understand any of this.
Yeah. I know you always go down that path, but it's worthwhile to think about it. But yeah, not being able to buy smoke products, I think this is a very interesting development. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.